From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Standing in front of large pieces of debris, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told a news conference at a military base in Washington, D.C., that the U.S. has undeniable evidence that Iran is illegally supplying weapons to rebels in Yemen as part of a pattern of bad behavior in the region.
In this warehouse is concrete evidence of illegal Iranian weapons proliferation gathered from direct military attacks on our partners in the region.
Haley said the pieces were from a short-range missile recently fired by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen into Saudi Arabia that struck a civilian airport. Calling the evidence undeniable, she said the weapons might have well had Made in Iran stickers all over them. Iran's UN mission put out a statement immediately after Haley's comments, dismissing the allegations as unfounded and irresponsible. An Islamic extremist suicide bomber killed at least several people at a police academy in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, on Thursday. Somali's deputy police commander, Mukhtar Hussein Afrad, said police were preparing for the 74th anniversary of Police Day, and as they wanted to start the exercise, a suicide bomber came in and blew up himself. Afra said 18 police officers were killed and 15 were injured. Somalia's al-Shabaab extremist rebels quickly claimed responsibility for the explosion. This is VOA News. Pakistan and Afghanistan have agreed for the first time to place liaison officers at each other's military headquarters for better security coordination, and Islamabad is awaiting a formal response from Kabul to its proposal for opening a wide-ranging bilateral dialogue. Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Faisal discussed the rare progress on Thursday. Prime ministers of the Visegrad group held a meeting in Brussels on Thursday to tackle Europe's migrant crisis. The Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said something else needs to be done.
That we have to solve this problem by fighting against this migrant mafia, which is making billions of euro of money and is bringing these unhappy people to Europe, promising them the better future, which will not happen.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said the group was prepared to participate financially in the fight against illegal migration in North America and Libya in particular. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning against the danger of sleepwalking into war. Doug Bernard has more.
Guterres said that Security Council resolutions on North Korea's nuclear and missile programs must be fully implemented by Pyongyang and other countries, and urged leaders to find a peaceful solution.
I think it is important for all parties to understand the urgency of finding a solution, avoiding the kind of confrontation that could have tragic consequences for everybody.
Guterres made the comments to reporters after meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Tokyo just days after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson offered to begin direct talks with North Korea without preconditions. The White House said Wednesday that no negotiations could be held with North Korea until it improves its behavior. The White House has declined to say whether President Donald Trump gave approval to Tillerson's overture. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said Thursday that a rebellion in Parliament will not stop Britain's plans to leave the European Union after lawmakers defeated the government on proposed changes to its EU withdrawal legislation. And the Walt Disney Company is buying a large part of the Murdoch family's 21st Century Fox. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.